Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravec. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Scott. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Woods. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting 8th. The DH, Sam Ewing. Batting 9th. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Lemonchick. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ault scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. Gamble moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gamble moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Woods moves to second. Two outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Ewing reaches second base with a double. Woods scores. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Blue Jays, 1. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Scott is chasing the ball. Bannister rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staggs hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive towards third. Rader reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-1 in the game. Ault hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Ault reaches third base with a triple. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball towards right. Zisk catches it and throws to home to double up alt. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brohmer is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Essien moves to second. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ewing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ashby bunts towards the mound. Kravec fields it and throws to first for the out. Ewing moves to second. One out. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Staggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ewing scores. It's White Sox, 2, Blue Jays, 2. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staggs moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baylor. Horta reaches second base with a double. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zisk moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scott. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Zisk scores. Spencer moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brohmer is walked intentionally. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spencer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Pete Vukovich now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Torres fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Ault is hit by the pitch. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Ault moves to second. Two outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ewing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gamble hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Vukovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashby hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Scott reaches second base with a double. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baylor who is chasing the ball. Brohmer reaches third base with a triple. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Essien strikes out. 1 out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garr hits a line drive towards first. Alt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Ault hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ault scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orta for the out. 1 out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gamble strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zisk moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zisk scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 10-2, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Ashby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Staggs reaches third base with a triple. Scott goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3 White Sox. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.